Thank you, team. Wonderful job today, as every week that seems to happen. 2 weeks from today, there's a special celebration that goes on. Does anybody know what it is? Easter. I heard someone mumble it. All right, Easter. You know what happens on Easter Sunday? This service is going to be held at 6 o'clock in the morning. All right, we're going to be having a sunrise service. And so we would love to see you all come out on that Easter sunrise service. And I'm sure everyone will come out with their eyes wide open, just excited and thrilled about being out of bed that early. But we would love to have you come out and share together in that Easter sunrise service. So please keep that in mind. All right? That's 2 weeks from today. This service will be held at 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, after the service, maybe we can have some donuts and coffee and that kind of thing, kind of go from there. But for the service time, it's going to be at 6, so please keep that in mind. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask you to please open up to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 9. I want to read just a short passage of Scripture for you today, verses 23 through 26. And we want to look a little bit at the subject of the cost of discipleship. 2 weeks from today, a part of the cost of discipleship is going to be get out of bed early. All right? Let's begin our reading at verse 23. And he was saying to them all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it. For what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels." Let's pray. Our gracious Father, I pray that each one of us would carefully count the cost of discipleship. That each one of us would take time in our lives to set aside time for you in order that we might follow you in a way that brings glory to your name. Father, setting aside 45 minutes or half hour a week is not full dedication to you, and we realize that. But Lord, every moment of every day you give us opportunities. The enemy is strong, and he battles us continually for our minds and for our hearts. But Lord, you have prayed for us, and you draw close to us. You are the one who establishes what true discipleship is. And so, Lord, please help us to honor your disciplines of discipleship. And we'll give you thanks for what you do in our lives. For it's in your glorious and holy name we pray. Amen. If you were in a burning building and someone had broken through the door or a window or whatever and pulled you to safety, would you feel indebted to that individual? I think for the most part we would feel indebted, right? Or most of us would. And I'll tell you, I have great respect for those who are willing to rush into burning buildings to try to help someone and to draw them out and bring them to safety. But you know, Jesus Christ has literally done that for each one of us. He has burst in to the burning hell in order to rescue us and to bring us out to safety. And to give us an opportunity at life that we would never have, and in fact, life that is eternal. And he expects of us then a discipleship to follow him, that we in turn might be able to reach out to others and bring them to safety. All right? And Jesus talks a little bit in this passage about what it costs, what it really means to be a disciple. And the very first thing I want us to notice is that it's a definite decision that we must make. All right? Notice the very beginning of verse 23. And he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, a definite decision, what are your wishes? You know, I talk to people whose wish is that God just leave them alone. And isn't that sad? I talk to people who just wish to, you know, I want to have a little bit of Jesus, but I don't want to go overboard with this thing. Because if I go overboard with this thing, people will think I'm weird. Well, I'll tell you what, it's far better to be weird for Jesus than weird for yourself and find yourself burning forever in a lake of fire. A definite decision must be made as to what you're going to do with what Jesus has provided for you. Are you going to receive him as your Lord and Savior? And if you are, then are you going to follow him with everything that you have? You know, when you look at the lives of the disciples, when they were walking with Jesus before the crucifixion, they really had no concept of the depth of dedication that it was going to take to be one of his followers. They really didn't understand that. By the time that the day of Pentecost comes, and they begin to go through sufferings and persecutions and trials, then they began to get the grasp. But by then, they had made that definite decision. Jesus, I'm going through this with you. No matter what anyone tries to throw at me, I'm going with you. It was a definite decision that was made. Some of you here have made a definite decision. And that decision is, I'm going with Jesus no matter what. In fact, Jesus goes so far in his teachings to say, look, if you're not willing to love me more than you love mother and father, you're not willing to be my disciple. More than you love family and friends, you're not worthy to be my disciple. Unless our love for Jesus has taken that decision to be supreme, that he is the one placed above all in our lives, as the team sang about this morning, we have wasted a decision and we have weakened the body of Christ. Secondly, I want you to notice that not only is it a definite decision, but it's a daring discipline. Look at the second part of that verse. If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself. A daring discipline. Let him deny himself. What are my wishes? What do I want to do? What do I want to be? When in fact, the cry should be, God, what do you want me to be? What do you want me to do? How do you want me to live my life that I can in best way honor you? Folks, that's where the rubber hits the road. I'm going to surprise you. It's not about you. It's about him. It's not about your wants. It's about his wants. And as you fully dedicate yourself to God, He opens up for you amazing opportunities to be able to share His grace and His love. But it's a daring discipline. For let him deny himself. I will set aside my wants, my wishes, in order to honor God. The third thing is this. It takes a daily devotion. Jesus continues, he says, and let him take up his cross daily. Let him take up his cross daily. I'm amazed at the number of people that think, you know what, I made a trip to the altar when I was 12. I'm good to go. I got news for you. That doesn't make you good to go. It doesn't do it. It takes a daily sacrifice to God. It takes a daily walk with Him. It takes an every moment relationship with Jesus Christ, continually and continually and continually, to honor Him and to be what He wants you to be. The book of Hebrews, there are 5 different warnings against people having that mindset of, you know, I made that trip when I was 12, or I made that trip when I was 15, or I made that trip to the altar when I was 35, and then they're going out living any way they can. And those 5 different warnings talk about the person who backslides away from true dedication. And the writer of Hebrews says this, there remains no more sacrifice for their sins. Wow. And he talks about when we are not faithful in our walk and doing the things that we are told that we need to do, that we are literally taking the blood of Christ and trampling it under our feet and making it common. Folks, that's a dangerous, dangerous position for people to take. Don't think that a one-time trip to an altar is a cure-all or a fix-all, because it's not. It's the beginning of a journey with Jesus Christ. And it takes faithful, dedicated walking with Him in order to accomplish what He wants. Let Him take up His cross daily. Daily. A daily devotion to Jesus Christ. That's what's going to get us through. Can I tell you something? And I'll say this as nicely as I can. But if this Bible is only read on Sunday mornings when you come in, you're not going to make it. I know that's blunt. Pastor, you're judging me. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. As a pastor, a part of my job is to make sure that I speak the truth. And I'll tell you, giving God a wink and a nod on a Sunday morning is not going to get us through to glory. It takes a daily devotion to Him. It takes the daily disciplines of life, praying, reading the Word of God, witnessing for Him, doing that daily stuff. That's what's going to get us through. So I encourage you, if you're just an early Sunday morning Christian, man, you'd better pray hard that Jesus only comes between 8:30 and 9:15 on a Sunday morning when you're looking for Him. Because Jesus is coming back for those who are dedicated, who are loving His appearing, who are faithfully serving Him, who are daily taking up their cross. So it takes a daily devotion. And then the last thing I want to share with you, that it's a dauntless determination. that nothing can dissuade us. You'll notice what Jesus says. He says, and follow me. And follow me. Where did Jesus go? He went everywhere and honored his Father. That's what he asks you and I. He asks us everywhere that we go to honor him and to honor our Heavenly Father. He asks us to be so devoted to him that he is what spills out of us everywhere that we go. Folks, it's not an easy call that Jesus has made. It really isn't. It takes commitment. It takes dedication. It takes passion. It takes sacrifice for us to be what God wants us to be. I encourage you, make certain that you give to God everything you are. Everything that you desire to be. Let's stand. We're going to close in a word of prayer. But I'm going to ask everybody to please bow their heads and close their eyes and nobody look around for a moment, please. Is there anyone here today that would be willing to say, you know what, Pastor, I know I'm not living on a daily basis what I need to live for Jesus Christ, and I'd like you to pray for me. Is there anyone like that? Would you just quickly raise your hand and put it back? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Any others? Thank you. Pastor, I really want to be what Jesus wants me to be. Pray for me that I would have strength. Thank you. Any others, quickly, before we pray? Our gracious Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, even when it steps on our toes. But Jesus, you weren't quiet about what it was going to cost us to be a disciple of yours. And so, Lord, don't let us be quiet on what it is to be a disciple of yours. Father, don't let us look around at everyone else. And that's such a tendency anymore. Well, this person and that person and this person and that person. Lord, that's not what it's about. It's about you and our individual relationship with you. And Lord, around this room today, there were many who raised their hands and said, you know, I'm not sure I have the daily disciplines down right. I'm not sure that I'm fully committed to the cross. I'm not sure that I'm fully yielded to following Jesus every day. I don't have the disciplines of reading and praying as I ought to. And Lord, they're asking for prayer. And so your word tells us that we are to pray one for another. And so Lord, I lift up all of these who raised their hand and ask that you would reach down and touch them and help them, and that you would raise their awareness of the importance of being dedicated followers of yours. And so, Lord, I pray that each one of these would develop in their hearts that hunger to be a true disciple of yours, to follow you with everything that they are, so that they can be everything you want them to be. Now, Lord, give us guidance and direction. We thank you for the service. We thank you for the team as they have shared with us this morning. And now, Lord, I pray that we will not leave this place thinking that, well, there's just another service gone. But we will leave this place thinking, Jesus, you're sending us out into a world that needs you. Help us each to do our part. Now, Father, again, we love you. We thank you for your love for us, for your great grace. So please, help us, and we'll give you thanks and praise, for it's in the awesome and the glorious and the holy name of Jesus we pray. Amen. We want to thank you for being here. God bless you. Have a great day. Don't forget Jesus this week. Thank you.